At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We are live on this terrific Tuesday. Jay Foreman, DP Austin Orman. We're the Old School crew coming at you live from 1040 O Street. Beautiful day after it looked like it was going to rain a little bit. I think it missed us headed up the highway towards Omaha, wherever it may be. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. We got about 10 minutes after a really good crossover with Strick, talking all things college and NFL, a little bit of Bryce Young, a little bit of Texas Longhorns, QB potential drama that could derail their team if not handled right. But, DP, I want to ask you, you want the good news or the bad news?
Both.
Are you going to get both?
Both.
Which one you want first?
Oh, that's a different question. My uncle used to hit me with that all the time.
Well, there's
the first time I could give it to somebody that I wasn't coaching.
Yeah,
like I just go. Yeah.
Well, here there's only 8 minutes or 7 or 8 minutes left.
Yeah. I give me the bad news.
Okay. The bad news is we got to discuss your Carolina Panthers.
They ain't mine.
Yeah, they are.
They ain't mine.
They're yours. Here's why. You did the Carolina Blitz. They're yours.
Yeah.
So we're gonna discuss.
That's a statement of truth.
We're gonna discuss Bryce Young. And the report came out of a scout? He's not paid scout, but somebody evaluated Bryce Young, so forth and so on. And then obviously Dave Tepper, obviously it just pretty much, long story short, as you know, DP, because obviously you still have Carolina connections. Dave Tepper decided against everybody in the organization or that had decision-making power to draft Bryce Young number one and not C.J. Stroud. Mm-hmm. Obviously, up to this point, it hasn't worked out well. Now, the thing that's being glossed over is the fact that you fired the GM that you hired and the head coach you hired, essentially, well, Frank Wright in 11 games into the season and the GM essentially after the season. Those two are the ones that had to coach Bryce Young and deal with the fact that they didn't get the quarterback that they originally want drafted. Now we're here. Bryce Young, as you know, has been benched in favor of, what do they call him? The Redhead Raider or something?
The Red Rifle.
Red Rifle.
Yeah, I have to be careful because I always get that wrong. I call him the red something else. the Red Missile-esque.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everybody's like, no, that's not what his name is.
And then they do have new leadership in there. I think Dan Morgan, you know Dan, he's their new GM.
Yes,
I think he has his work cut out for him. We have a new coach who has an interesting background itself, but he was named or kind of dubbed the quarterback guru after riding the coattails of Baker Mayfield, getting down there in Tampa and doing well. Now we're here, he's benched. Is this more of a reflection? I already know the answer. Is this more of a reflection of Dave Tepper as an owner or a quarterback or the head coach essentially knowing or premeditated not wanting Bryce Young?
Well, we've seen this play out
numerous times, yeah.
So we know the playbook. And if we didn't know the playbook and we didn't know the script when we see it, we're like, oh, wait a minute, I watched this before. Oh, this is just another version of, you know, the Iliad and the Odyssey. Oh, this is the Wizard of Oz. I've seen this before.
Yeah, little Denver Broncos last year.
Yeah, we've seen this before. And the reason why I divorced the Panthers was for this very reason. like to see how bad this was going to be. Because they could have done the other thing, which was just buck up and keep all the talent and just work through it. Yeah. Like that would be the difficult thing to do. You didn't want to do that. You didn't want to do that. You stripped it bare, and then you took a pig and you put lipstick on it. Stop it. They get everything they deserve. This was planned. And now, Jay, you don't have an owner. You have a manipulator. You don't have a coach. You have a puppet master. Like right. You have a puppet that's got to do what somebody else is telling them. Then you've got players whose careers are on the line. I mean, this is – I feel bad for Bryce Young because everything out of Alabama was this was a likable guy. This was a guy, a moldable – if Nick Saban co-signs for you that, you know what, he's coachable. That was the quote that pushed him up. Was Nick Saban's co-sign that you now have the most coachable quarterback available.
Leadership too.
Right. And then you get there and he's like Will Smith in the last episode of The Fresh Prince. He's standing in his house looking around like, well, where everybody at? This is a nice house.
He's like Will Smith at that red table.
Yeah, he's sitting there in tears, crying.
The last game he was, you were so frustrated, he was crying. I mean, let's just look at this right now. Let's just look what Bryce Young is dealing with here, right? This is how you evaluate your quarterback there. Okay, Chuba Hubbard. Okay, he's in Miles Sanders. Okay, that's serviceable, right? We do know their name. Deontay Johnson. Negative. Ghost Rider pattern is full. Xavier Leggett, who's supposed to be DJ Metcalf 2.0, second/third team. Adam Thielen, we know him. Jonathan Mingo, I have no idea who this brother is. Tight end, Tommy Trimble. I'm paging all the texters. Do you know him?
Notre Dame's finest.
Oh, okay. Well, thank Austin knows him. The back. Do you know who the backup is?
No.
Felipe Franks.
Hey, former quarterback Felipe Franks.
There. That. Enough said.
That
we won't even address the offensive line because that's not even worth even wasting airways. Here goes the defense here. So that's supposed to get you more touches in favorable position. A'shaun Robinson, he's a good player. Nose tackle. This is the most intimidating name out there. Shy Tuttle. Okay. Jaden Peavy. Here, Will linebacker. Charles Harris. All right. Shaq Thompson, who was actually a previous draft choice. He's done well. Josie Jewell, who we know, former Iowa Hawkeye, played some time with Denver, was a pretty productive player, right? Serviceable. Jadavon Clowney, we know him, local product. He's close back home. Michael Jackson, not a thriller.
Not that one.
Jordan Fuller, nope. Xavier Woods, come on, bro. J.C. Horn, okay. Troy Hill. So when you're up, so this coach right here is he could be a puppet, but I would think part of me hiring, if I'm hiring you, mm-hmm. right? Or just if I'm hiring you and we got Bryce Young, part of the interview process has to be what is your plan for him, at least this year and maybe a year and a half. Mm-hmm. Because because you need it to know for me, when you give me a plan that I'm okay with, that you're not going to get canned because the quarterback that you didn't pick doesn't pan out. So we can go draft one maybe next year, and then he's ready in year two so we can move forward. That seems like that was never discussed in this situation.
Well, but it reeks to me that it's the conversation you and I had about a week ago, that sometimes people are hired to be fired and the money is the thing. Like, you know what? I'm going to pay you to fall on a grenade here. I'm going to pay you to fall on a grenade here because, quite frankly, right now, we don't have it together.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
We don't have it in order. I watched it with the Utah Jazz. I watched it with the Washington Redskins. I absolutely watched it happen. I watched it with the Baltimore Orioles before they just melted it to the ground. Because they said, we cannot stay married to the people we're with currently. It's not going to end well. So, we're going to wreck it. We're going to wreck it. And then we'll piece it together. They gave away more talent than they have. Think about that.
Oh, yeah. We went over it.
More. If you took the talent they gave away and put it with the talent, the pieces that they have now, it's an entirely different discussion. Yeah, you'd be $3 million over the luxury tax, but okay, right? You're giving people who gave you money in advance in Charlotte. Mecklenburg County came out in full, bought your tickets, bought your sponsorships, and you gave them a turd wrapped in a Big Mac bun. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's also funny
it's
that
crazy.
Part of the reason why they felt like they needed to draft Bryce Young because of his look, more sellable, came from Alabama, so forth and so on. It just amazing to me. Here's what I want to ask you before we go to break, and then we'll get into good stuff in the second segment.
Yep.
Is I wonder if you like if you have a chance to be a head coach. And say you're Derek Pearson, the offensive coordinator, right?
Yep.
And you know Dave Tepper is the head coach.
Yep.
There is no amount of money. Do you roll the dice, kind of like Bobby Slowick or somebody like that, Johnson up in Detroit? Do you roll the dice? Now you probably would have more options if Carolina, but just say it you know things get moving as Carolina or go back to.
Coaching high school.
Coaching offensive coordinator at said NFL team.
Here's where I usually fall with that. And this is why I tend to leave coaches alone in making the decision. If you have a number, I'm not mad at anybody who has a number knows their number. Right? There's a number that I'm going to take the job no matter what the job is, who my boss is, who I'm working with. I've coached on some terrible staffs.
Right.
And had to accept the fact that I'm going to have to outcoach this nonsense that's standing next to me. But then there's that part, Jay, where we think we're good enough anyway. We think we're good enough to win with whatever talent we have. Like, there are coaches. You know them coaches. Where they will, you'll go, you don't have no talent, bro. I know, but we'll be fine.
Yeah.
We'll be fine. Because there are coaches that don't coach based on the expectation of talent. They've never had it. They've never had it. Jay, have you ever had an All-American player play for you in any sport at any time?
No.
And your ability, what makes you talented as a coach is that you know, hey, I can coach a less talented player and have him be competitive with the most talented players in AAU.
Yeah.
Simply, you know, there can be some nights that, quite frankly, they're too good.
Yeah.
But then there are going to be those nights where the magic happens. Where they hear Coach Foreman's words in their head, they're highly repetitious in what you've taught them, and you make it through and you steal some wins.
Yeah.
The other side, Jay, if Tepper called you right now and said, here's a number, what number does it take to get you to come down here and be the linebackers coach? You know what the talent is. You just called it out. And guess what? Now it's on tape. Like, they're
now they hear you.
They hear Coach Foreman talking about them.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think I was more asking about the head coach position because you're affected by ownership more than linebacker
but
coach.
But if he because called I'm you a, and said, Jay Foreman,
to be the head coach,
come be the head coach.
You do it. Well, it's Dave Tepper tax.
Yeah. Right, like whatever the number is.
Because if your offensive coordinator making $2 million and he's about to pay and is guaranteed and you get 80, 90, you got to take it.
You just hope he gets busy. What we would hear is, hey, bro, I'll be back in 2 years.
You've not seen the last of me.
Hold it down.
The Simpsons. You tell the guy out and he appears behind the bartender.
Like, he would call us from the airport.
I wouldn't
like,
stop my house.
Hey, come get me. I'm here.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
You called.
I wouldn't sell my house or nothing like that.
Right, right. But you would. You know what? Everybody would understand. It's enough because we just Austin and I would just say, yeah, man, he got to go. He got to go do that, man. We hold it down, Jay. We represent you, Jay.
Yeah, you got to do that. I just wonder what. And this is the first coach that Cornelius or whatever. It's his first time being an NFL head coach. First time actually being a head coach at all, ever.
Ever.
He was a JV head coach.
But we've talked.
He was a JV head coach. He has an interesting story. If you get in, his book is even more interesting. But you know, he's supposed to be a good offensive mind. I mean, he's dealing with a, you know, half full deck and so forth and so on. But it'll be interesting to see, you know, how Dave Tepper moves forward, because this last firing of Frank Wright, no matter what happens with him, was not received well. And whether, you know, and even the hiring of Frank Wright after, like, when he obviously let Matt Rhule go, now it's like, oh, well, then, you know, there's only one common denominator. There's two coaches that have been fired.
Everybody
Matt Rhule
can't be
and,
terrible.
And Frank Wright.
Everybody,
but there's one
terrible.
There's one common denominator.
You're terrible.
It's Dave Tepper.
Are terrible.
And when you're nowhere near a passive, but you are an overly active owner. Yeah. When you don't have football background, that's worse.
It shows up. You're loud in your ignorance and your disconnect from real people.
Yeah. Well, that's
the disconnect
that's a whole
part.
Other thing.
The disconnect. I mean, most owners have some NFL owners, NBA owners have a disconnect from the fans. They just don't know how they're living. They don't know how much money they have. They only know that they give them X amount and show up.
But yeah, you see different owners. You can talk about Jerry Jones. You can see at least he played. Dave Tepper is. But the problem is, once you're an owner, dude, it's hard to lose that. I mean. You got to do some stuff to lose that.
Quick, yeah, someone Donald Sterling him.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yikes.
I mean, any dude that, as an owner, because he's a billionaire, right?
Yeah.
Any billionaire that walks past that place right there and is mad about a sign on the signage and walks in there and dresses down probably somebody making minimum wage.
Sure.
You got too much time on your hands.
Yeah, and you know what? But he's the type of guy, and this is secondhand information. But he's the type that, as you said, if he saw a street sign that got in his way and was a nuisance to him, he would buy the building and remove the sign.
Yeah.
Let's not fix the sign. Let's buy the building so I can do what I want with the sign.
Yeah. If you don't know, he didn't get a job like with a hedge fund. He started his own, became a billionaire.
But he
bought the house next to the guy up in Cape Cod or whatever. And bought that next house and just bulldozed it. Probably, but that's the ice cream. That's the ice cream scenario. You felt good when you did it.
Man.
But when did the stupidity, you were like, you know, was that really worth it?
Did I get
another billionaire back because I made money?
As you said, is the juice worth the squeeze?
Anyways, we're going to take a quick break, come back. We'll do some good news for DP. So he got that out of the system. We'll ask you a little bit about your Washington franchise.
Stop it!
Hey, you should. They're 2-0.
Stop. Still, they're 1-1, but still.
Oh, they're not.
They're 1-1.
They're 1-1.
Yeah, they're 1-1.
I thought they were 2-0. Austin, you gave us misinformation.
I'm on it. Did I know? I thought I said they're 1-1 because I said the Giants were 0-2.
You said 2-0.
Did I?
We got. Yeah, you did. Yeah. It's cool.
Okay, well, my bad.
I got you. Sorry.
Anyways, 1-1, that's better than the 0-2. Anyways, Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.